Today being the fourth day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 5th April, 2022 years after the Hijrah of Nabi Isa, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of the Jania Brotherhood in conjunction with the Jania Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria chapter, and the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria, continues from the 22nd ayah of Surah Sabah. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Elokene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دون الله لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا وما لهم فيهما من شرك وما له منهم من ظهير.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دون الله لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض وما لهم فيهما من شرك وما له منهم من ظهير. الله تبارك وتعالى, at the beginning of this surah, he told us that the people that disbelieve in Allah deny the truth, denying the fact that one day there will be a day of judgment. These Arabs that Allah is talking about are used to worshipping idols. Some worship the stars, some worship the jinn, some even claim they worship the angels. And this surah is devoted to answering all those things that has to do with any of this. Allah has already talked to us about the fact that all of us should always return to Allah. That is the safety. The great servants of Allah that returned to safety, that had to do a lot with the jinn, the inanimate objects coming to life, are Nabi Dawood and Nabi Sulaiman. And the city of Sabah, these people, that was a nation of children of one man, that had to do a lot with jinnu, but yet we have been told that jinnu, they are served as laborers, not as anything. So we should not resort to always going to jinnu or claiming to worship any other thing. If in truth there are those things to be worshipped other than Allah, what are they? So here Allah is now going to ask the Prophet ﷺ to ask a lot of questions. He will be asking questions. Some he will get reply, some he will be the one to reply it, some Allah will reply it, some he will even ask the question on the day of judgment, but he's going to ask it now in this world. Because with Allah, today, tomorrow, the day of judgment, all is already there. So we are going to see a situation where the Prophet ﷺ will be asking, here now we'll be hearing, cool, the voice is being asked. So one of the first ones is this. Kulut ullerina za amtum min dunillahi. O you the polytheists, ud ullerina za amtum, those that you assert other than Allah, that you call unto, let me tell you this, la yamlikuna miskala zarratin, they don't own anything, no matter even an atom, fis samawati, whether in the firmament, wala fil ard, or in the earth, they own nothing. Wama lahum fihima min shirkin, they don't in any of these places have any partner that they can call unto, bring us the sustenance from the sky or the, inside the earth. Wama lahu minhum min zahir, and Allah himself does not have any of this, anybody within the firmament or in the earth that assists him in doing anything. So therefore, all that you are calling, in yad'una illa inasan, wa in yad'una illa shaitanan marida, they are just calling unto nothing, but they say they are calling angels. The angels, they don't know about it. They are only worshipping Satan. And Satan is the only one making them to worship him. That's why Allah has told us that. The Satan does not have any control over them. It's, they just believe that Satan has control over them. Satan has no control. So here, they are being asked, all that you are calling, they own nothing. All of us, we look, Allah has asked us, let us look in front of us and behind us. Look at the firmament, the one that created all these ones. If you look closely, you find everything is integrated and they work in unison. How can somebody else be controlling anything without Allah? Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Therefore, وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ زَهِيرٍ, there is none in the firmament that is assisting Allah to do anything. In another place, Allah said, كُلْ حَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Allah has no partner. Allah has no helper. He is the one that does what he is doing, and he is the one who is holding the whole world. This earth is just one place within the solar system. This solar system, earth is not the biggest. The sun is much, much bigger than the earth. And the solar system is just one system out of hundreds of billions of systems in the universe. Now, Allah is one holding all. Whatever is not Allah is part of Allah. Rabbul Alameen, Allah is the one that is holding the whole of the creation. Therefore, whatever you call unto cannot do anything. They don't own anything, let alone to give you or not to give you. If you must call, just call Allah.
وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا الْحَقُّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ.
وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةَ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذْنَ لَهُ حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا الْحَقُّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. Again, this particular verse is translating a lot of things. He's talking about shafa'ah. Allah is saying, وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةَ عِنْدَهُ, intercession, عِنْدَهُ, with Allah, is of no benefit, إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذْنَ لَهُ, except one that has been permitted. وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةَ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ لَهُ حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And this shafa'ah will not be known until such a time when the dread in the heart finally have been resolved. Then what will happen? Then they will say, Maza qala rabbukum, what did your Lord say? Qalul haq. Then they will say, ah, Allah said the truth. Allah, who is the one that is high above anything. Al-Kabir, the one that is bigger than anything. Here, there is Shafa'a, intercession. There's Shafi'u, the one that is interceding. There's Mashku'un Lahu, the one that intercession is being sought for. And there's Allah Himself that grant intercession. Intercession, even in this world, we do it. If you go to big countries, somebody will commit a big sin. They are judging him, then they will say the judgment will be carried out by the jury. Jury is a group of people that come from different facets of life. They are put together and they are aided by judges that are endowed with knowledge of law. And these judges will aid them until they are able to deliver their judgment. Here, sometimes judgment can take as much as 6 months. Before it finishes, you will find a group has come out writing, "We know that this man has done this. He has done all those things. But his habit is this, is this, is this." There are situations where somebody committed crime and he was not caught until maybe 20 years on or 10 years after. Then this person, after he's been caught, he's brought for judgment, he is found guilty, but you find his community is writing to the government. We know he is guilty, but this person has since changed and he's not the way you saw him. What are they seeking for? They are seeking for intercession that the judgment should not be carried through. They either agree, they will give him parole, which means he can come out of the prison and be at home, but he will be monitored. Or they agree that they will give him, they will pardon him. So here, there is intercession. Sometimes you are looking for something, you believe you don't have enough in your, you don't have enough to ask for what you are looking for. Either the qualification is there, but there are people that are more qualified than you. Then you go ahead, you are seeking intercession. "Please assist me because of this, because of this." So intercession is there in this world, is there in the hereafter. But Allah told us that there are situations in the hereafter where no intercession is going to even be accepted. وَاتَّكُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ أَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلْ مِنْهَا شَفَاءَةٌ وَلَا يُخَذْ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُسَلُونَ. And there is a situation where even intercession is there, but for some people it will be of nobody. وَاتَّكُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ أَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلْ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا تَنْفَعَهَا شَفَاءَةٌ. This is exactly what Allah is telling us now. There are those that intercession will be of nobody for, except those that Allah has permitted. Somebody who has committed shirku throughout his life, even if he has no people that can intercede for him, they will not even dare to intercede. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا تَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذْنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. The day when Angel Gabriel will stand, all the angels are going to stand, nobody will be able to utter a word, except the one that Allah has asked, permitted. And whoever Allah permits that day to utter a word will not say anything but what is correct. In another place, Allah is saying, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وَرِدًا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَفَاعَةَ إِلَّا مَنْ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ أَهَدًا. Anybody that day that you find that is allowed to intercede, and in this world, not everybody will allow to intercede. Some people that are, because they are ulama, they are allowed to intercede. The Quran will intercede. Some surahs, chapters in the Quran will intercede. So there are people that Allah has said they can earn shafa'ah, particularly those that took promise and took covenant with Allah. And this covenant is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. La yamlikuna shafa'ata illa man ittakhadha inda ar-rahmani ahadan. And anybody that has covenant with Allah will never ask Allah what he knows is wrong. Because that day everything is wrong. The plain, we are saying it. That is why all this Allah is going to be asking before to be asking one by one. We have said before that Alhamdulillah alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ardi wa lahu hamdu bil akhirah wa huwa al-hakim al-khabir. That this is one of the things that will remain on the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah and marriage, these are the two things that will remain as worship in the hereafter. And we have said that Alhamdulillah will be said at different places. The first time we said is going to come now. Allah is going to tell us when everybody is together. What will happen? Then you have to thank Allah. So all of us, let us learn to say Alhamdulillah all the time. Let's take covenant with Allah at this time by saying a lot of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, making a lot of salat and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we'll be among those that Allah will ask us that day that we can make intercession for others. So when we see our loved ones that have failed, then we can intercede for them. But not on the issue of Tawheed. If they don't have Tawheed, they have not committed shirk, nobody can intercede for them. That's what Allah is telling us here. Again, وَلَا تَنْفَوْ شَفَاعَةَ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذْنَ لَهَ حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Again, even the angels that people are worshipping, the angels are not objects of worship. They don't accept that they can be worshipped, let alone for you to worship them. So these angels themselves, وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي سَمَاوَاتٍ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. Allah said, how many are those, they are angels that themselves, they are afraid. These angels, the Prophet said, anytime angel Gabriel is called to be sent, all of them will just spread their wings. You see, all wings come together tight. All the angels, their head is down. They don't know what message is being sent by Allah. They are afraid. Until when the angel Gabriel has collected the message, then they see him coming, then they say, Mazakallah Rabbukum. What did Allah, what has our Lord said? What did your Lord said? Come and heart. This is, and because they are in state of fear until when they see angel Gabriel, and then seeing him, then they are settled. Hatta is afuzir and kulubihim. Faza'a is dread. Until that dread is removed from their heart, then before they can even talk. And when they say, what is that our Lord has said? Call is the truth. Then they can come down. Because they don't, at any point in time, they are in doubt of what can happen to them until the Prophet came. So that is with the angels, with those that are going to make Shafa'a, with those that Shafa'a is indeed literal. Because there are those that will go to the hereafter. It is true, they are Muslims. They have been praying in the mosque. They even have built plenty of mosques. Some of them have done a lot of charity. Some of them have done a lot of good. They are Muslims, but they have offended too many people. Somebody is in the government. He has stolen government money. It's not his money. Maybe because of this money he has stolen, it has attracted difficulties for others. And these difficulties are going to be counted against him on the day of judgment. When he comes on the day of judgment, everybody is seeing him with years and years of good work. Then a whole nation, each person will come and say, I couldn't pay my child's school fees because he stole this money. I couldn't do this because... By the time they start taking from him all that he has stolen, his good work will finish. It's not the end. Then people will come, there's nothing to do. They will take part of their bad work and put it, and take it, offload from them and put it for him. By the time it is finished, he will be back with a big piece of bad work. And he's a Muslim. When people have already passed the Sirat, he couldn't pass. They are already in paradise, he's still there. Some have gone to hell. And those that are their friends that can make intercession for them will now have to come and be trying to intercede. Oh Allah, we are interceding on this behalf. And even intercession is granted before they are got out. To suffer hell one day, but it's not a small thing. Don't go and say, no, you steal, then you use it to assist others. Allah did not send you. Allah is not poor. Don't say, no, okay, I'll only communicate for now, then tomorrow I'll seek for forgiveness. What if you are in the course of doing it and you die? Or what if you are in the course of doing it and you come to a state that forgiveness is of no value? Huh? For example, the person is used to committing fornication until he is not strong to even meet with women. At that time, he says he's asking Allah's forgiveness. What is forgiveness for? You have Allah has given Allah gave you hearing. All you go and do is to stay where people are doing vain talks, abuse this one, you know, calumniate this one. That's, you're just listening to bad things. Until one day you have a problem with your ear. Doctor said you cannot hear again. It's okay, I'm seeking Allah's forgiveness. What is it for? Or you have Allah bless you with phone, bless you with good eyes. Only that you are just watching in the phone are bad things in the phone. Until one day you have glaucoma or you have cataract or something and your eyes finally it becomes blind. Then you say, Allah, I'm repenting for what happened in the past. What is the need of repentance? Repent when you are still strong. To be able to do good work to cover the bad work that you have done. Allah is far above what we associate with him. Allah is much bigger than what they think he is.
قل من يرزقكم من السماوات والأرض قل الله وإنا أو إياكم لعلى هدى أو في ضلال مبين.
قل من يرزقكم من السماوات والأرض قل الله وَإِنَّا أَعْوِيَاكُمْ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًا أَعْفِيْتَ دَعْلِ الْمُبِينَ. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them also now. Kul, say, مَنْ يَرَزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who is it that is sending you sustenance from the firmament and from the earth? Nobody can give any answer that is other than this. Kul illah, tell them is Allah. Then ask, وَإِنَّا is it us, أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ or you, لَعَلَىٰ هُدًا that is on the right guidance, أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ or is on clear stream that has strayed away. Here, the voice of Lassama is asked to ask again. Every time you wake up, the first thing that you do is you are breathing. When you are sleeping, you are breathing. But when you wake up, the first thing is that you are breathing, and that is in the dawn, in the morning. You went to sleep with the air polluted. By the morning, when you are waking up, you find that the air is clean. Was subuhi iza tanaffas. The morning when the air is breathing clear, good. You wake up. Did you say Alhamdulillah? Allazi ahayana ba'da ma amatana. Did you thank Allah for waking you up? Then, when you come out, what's the first thing you see? The firmament. Did you realize that Allah is easy to test you? Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Did you see all those things? Then, next, that's your first food, is air, is from the sky. Is it Allah that provided it for you? If Allah so wishes, and there is a problem and the oxygen is not enough, you will die of perspiration. Then you need to drink water. Or to take water to wash your face. This water is from where? Kul man yarzukum minas samawati. It's from the firmament. Are you the one that is sending it, or is Allah that say it is time for it to come? If you are the one, why don't you bring rain in November and December? Create it, let us see. All over the world today, people have not been able to create water for their zone. Then, if you have drunk water and you want to eat food, this food that you are eating, where is it from? It's from the earth. Anything that is food is from the earth. This food that is from the earth, what did you do? You just went and you planted and you leave. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Allah is asking, look at those things you go and you plant inside the earth. Are you the one that make it to germinate, to grow, to mature, until it can be harvested? And Allah does it so well that we don't know how to tempt Allah. Anything that Allah asks us to grow, whether it is food, or it is grain, or it is fruits, Allah will not make it edible until it is matured. It's only when it is matured that it is edible. The blessing here is not uncountable. You can't count it. Because if it was not matured and you harvest it, then it will not germinate again. For example, mango is on the tree. It's not yet matured. If you pluck it, the seed, if you plant it, it will not germinate. But when it is matured and you harvest it, you can plant it and it can germinate. So all these are favors that Allah has done for us, that whatever we plant that we are going to eat, it is not edible until it is matured. The same thing with us. If it's women, they are not enough to go to their husband's house until they are matured. When they are matured, it doesn't say they are not matured. Who are you bringing that ignorance to? Not people of Allah, of course. You can take it to your satanic brothers. Everything that Allah has created, immediately it is matured, it can be planted to germinate. That's why you find when a lady is matured, Allah himself will tell her. The eggs will come out and he will start seeing that the egg has been came out without her knowing until it has spent a month in her, then it comes out as blood. He's telling her that you can now germinate your own very kind. Like the mango that is matured can germinate his own very kind. That the maize that is matured can germinate its own very kind. It is okay for eating. Nobody can say here it's not okay, except the ignorant. Allah knows what he's doing. Our own is to follow Allah. That's why the Prophet is asking, ask them, who gets you your sustenance from the firmament, whether it's air or water or even the animals? Or the earth, what you are taking, who gave it to you? Kulillah. Nobody can give another answer except Allah. Then here, Allah put two things together. وَإِنَّا, is it us, أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ, or you, لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى, on guidance, أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, or in clear strain. Putting all of them in two equations. This two, this side, this two, this side. Of course, the one that لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى is us. فِي ضَلَالٍ is you that disbelieve. Mubin, clear. So all of us, let's try to follow Allah, to listen to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's not listen to our passions and our sentiments.
قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا وَلَا نُسْأَلُ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا وَلَا نُسْأَلُ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. We have been telling you, قُلُوا لُلُّ لَذِينَ زَمْتُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِسْكَالَ زَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever you are calling now, leave it. It does not own anything. If you think that because you are close, you are the son of this, or you are the daughter of this, you will not get intercession power on the day of judgment, unless there is permission for intercession. And whoever has the permission to intercede will not intercede for a non-entity, even if it's your father, and he has permission to intercede. It's not like in this world. And Allah is not telling us, look at what you are eating today, but look at the water you are drinking today. Look at the air you are taking today. Whatever you are taking today, who is the one bringing it for you? It's Allah. Therefore, know this. When we come to the hereafter, لا تسألون أما أجرمنا. أما أجرمنا, the sins that we have committed, you will not be asked. ولا نسأل أما تعملون, and we shall not be asked as to what you did. Everybody will be on his own. You better know it is today that you correct yourself.
قُلْ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا رَبُّنَا ثُمَّ يفتح بيننا بالحق وهو الفتاح العليم.
كن يجمع بيننا ربنا ثم يفتح بيننا بالحق وهو الفتاح العليم. All from it. Now ask them. Tell them this. Kul yajma baynana rabbuna. On that day, Allah will bring all of us together. Thumma yaftahu baynana bilhaq. And Allah will give judgment of clear opening. That day. Wa huwa al-fattahu al-alim. Allah is the one that his judgment is clear and open, that everybody can see it clearly. Allah is Fattah, the one that will be opening what is closed, what was covered, nothing is seen it until the judgment, you can see it very clear, Al-Alim, that is well knowledgeable. Here, now, we are together in this one. When you see somebody, you see a kafir, the one that is a kafir, it's very clear, he said he's a kafir, you can see him. The one that is a Christian, he says he's a Christian, you can see him. The one that is a Jew, you can see him, he's a Jew. There are those that are monarchic, you don't know them. Tell everybody the truth. On the day of judgment, when everybody wakes up from his grave, everybody will be together. Naked. Sayyidah Aisha was even asking the person last time, man and woman, all of them naked, looking at each other. I said, the problem is too much for people to even realize that they are naked. The problem is too much. That is the first time that as all of them are together, the prophets are there, the awliya of Allah, they are there, the sinless servants of Allah, they are there, the ulama, they are there, the righteous servants of Allah, they are there, the sinful servants of Allah, they are there, the kuffar, everybody is together. Then, the first thing Allah will ask, why are they together? What time do you have the moon? Separate you, these evil people. Why would the good ones? Alam ahad alaykum ya bani adam an la ta'budu shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Did I not tell you to worship Satan? Did I not send one as to warn you not to worship Satan? This is the first time those that are Muslims. Alhamdulillah alayhi najayna min al-qawm az-zalimin. Oh Allah, we are grateful to you. You have saved us from. Because you are saying that this man was bad when you are in the world, but you are together today. Are you going to the same place? Then, from here, you need to go and cross the Sirat. Before crossing, your things have to be laid down. Judgment has to be done. So that these people don't think that they have been oppressed. Allah has told us in the Quran, وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Don't continuously cover the truth with falsehood. Why do you know? The verse of Allah said, all of you be careful. When you come to me seeking for judgment, you say, I judge from what you say. If you come and you talk very sweet words, covering truth with lies, and I give you judgment, and you are not the one who should have the judgment, you have only taken a portion of hell for yourself. Because nobody can give judgment like Allah. Al-Fattah, and if that's why he had Allah did not say, no, Al-Fattah. Allah will open everything. You will see the detail of everything. Like today in social media, everybody open things up. It's difficult for you to start defending yourself. When they show your movie, they show your video, you are in their room, you are naked with somebody, you didn't know there was a CCTV there, it captured it. What are you going to tell people? When Allah is going to make your leg to talk, your hand to talk, Alam najallahu aynain, wa lisanan wa shafatain, have I not given you eyes and tongues? All of them will be made to say what you are doing. You will see it yourself. You are somewhere, you see exactly what you are doing in the world. Here now, the judgment is clear. That's why Allah said, ثُمَّ يَفْتَهُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاهُ الْأَلِيمُ. Allah is the one that gives judgment that is clear, that there is no doubt, everybody is seeing it. The criminal will know that he deserves worse than whatever is going to be done to him. So let us all be careful. We are here today. Allah has taken us to the hereafter now. He's now telling us what will happen in the hereafter, and he's asking the Prophet to tell us. Because to him, the hereafter is already there. It's to us that it's not yet there.
قل أروني الذين ألحقتم به شركاء كلا بل هو الله العزيز الحكيم.
قل أروني الذين ألحقتم به شركاء كلا بل هو الله العزيز الحكيم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked them again. Aruni al-ladina al-haqtum bihi shuraka. Show me those that you joined with Allah as partners. Is this on their judgment? Show me. Where are they now? Kalla, there is nothing. But huwa Allahul Azizul Hakim. Allah is the only one, the mighty one that vanquishes anything. His might can vanquish everything. Al-Hakim, the one that is full of wisdom. Because why is all this happening? Allah is there. Who wants to stay in the presence of Allah? Everybody say he wants to stay in the presence of Allah. Can you stay in the presence of Allah? I say, yes, I can. Because you see, the presence of Allah is so sweet and beautiful. Some of you, if I can only stay by the gates. Some of you, if I can only stay in the garden and be eating, you can't be in my presence. Well. Some of you, if it's even best for you to be taken to become firewood for hell. Who? No. Ah, it's presence of Allah, all of us. Okay, go to the earth. Let us see who and who, where you belong. That's why you're here, to show Allah that where Allah says you belong is truly where you belong. And let other people witness that where you belong is where you belong. Wa shahidin wa mashhud. Everybody will bear witness that yes, this is where you belong. So, that's why the Prophet is asked on day of judgment. He will ask them, "Kul aruni al-ladina al-haqtum bi shuraka kalla bal huwa Allahu al-azizul hakim." Today, no, hereafter you will still be asked. Allah is the mighty one and the one that is full of wisdom. Everything he does is with wisdom.
وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Again, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah is telling him directly now. After he has been asking him, say this, say this, say this, they are telling you this, they are telling you this, you say this, you say this, you say this. It has come to a stage where Allah himself is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa ma arsalnaka, we did not send you just like that, illa kafatan linnas, except to all of mankind, bashiran, as a person giving good news, glad tidings, wa naziran, and as a warner warning people. Walakin aksara an-nasi la ya'lamu. But a lot of people, they don't know this. In another place, Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I did not send you but as a message to the whole of the universe. So the Prophet to the whole of the universe is a message. But to mankind is bashiran wa naziran, after being a message. Is the one that is giving glad tidings, good news, and also the one that is warning. But as a rahmah, even the Prophet Rahman himself was saying, this rahmah that Allah is saying, I am, how am I? One day he called Angel Gabriel. Angel Gabriel, Allah said, I'm rahmah to the world. This rahmah, did it touch you? Angel Gabriel said, what? Did it touch me? Don't you hear what Allah said in the Quran? فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا أَصْأَصَ وَالصَّبْرِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. I was in a state of continuous prayer until when this verse you got from the Prophet Allah that said, I am muta'in, I'm the one that is obeyed, in obedience always. Thumma amin, and yet, I'm the one that is trustworthy. It is then that I have a peace of mind. There's nothing in this creation that Muhammad did not touch. One day, in Bani Israel, there is one man that is known to commit all sorts of evil, whatever kind of evil he's known. And he's known publicly to be an evil person. When he died, they said nobody would bury him. They just threw him into the dustbin and they left him. Everybody said, I'm not going to bury him. Then, Prophet Moses was where he is. Then he got a message from Allah. Such and such a person has died. I want you to organize, get highly placed people to go and take him, wash him, prepare him, pray for him, and bury him. Moses said, Allah said yes. This man that you say I should go and take, that you say is dead and has been told in those men I should go and take, everybody knows that if not evil, there's nothing he has done. How do I explain to people what this is my action? Go and do what I ask you to do. He went, he called highly principled, go and remove this man's dead body from the dustbin where it is put, bring, wash him, pray, and bury him decently. Moses said, it is compulsory for us to obey you, we'll obey you. But we want you to ask Allah, why is this? When Moses went, he said, people are asking, I shall ask him. He said, yes, this man, he reads a Torah, and whenever he comes across the name of Prophet Muhammad, he will take the name, bring it to his face and kiss it. Because of that, I forgive him. This issue of loving the Prophet is not a small issue. Addibu awladakum ala hubbi nabiyikum. Bring up your children to love the Prophet more than anything in this creation. Let them love the Prophet more than you. Let them love the Prophet more than their mothers, more than their fathers, more than their property, more than anything. And this is what Sheikh Ahmed Tijani tried all his lifetime to show. Even if you are going to Allah, stay behind the Prophet, don't go straight. Whatever the Prophet does, you do it. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. You be the muttaqi, let him be your imam. Allahumma inna salat al-fajr iktida'an bi imam. Let him be the imam that is leading in prayer. Anywhere, let him be your imam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Let him be your master anywhere. You are walking, who is your master? Muhammad. You are eating, who is your master? Prophet Muhammad. You are talking, who is your master? Prophet Muhammad. You are looking, who is your master? Prophet Muhammad. Anywhere you are, let the Prophet be your master. Whatever you know, if he sees you doing, you will not be proud of, don't do it. How does the Prophet need to walk? Walk like that. How does he need to talk? Talk like that. How does he need to eat? Eat like that. How does he need to treat people? Treat people like that, as much as you can. This man, because of his love for the Prophet, look at. And when we are talking of Shafa'a, the first Shafa'a that was done in this world was to Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. After what has happened to him, he didn't know how to go back to God. Then he remembered on the throne of Allah, he sees it written, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then he said, whoever is this Muhammad, he must be great before God. Oh Allah, because of this Muhammad, forgive me. And I said, you are forgiven. So you don't know Muhammad. Is that light that you have been saying that you want to see? That's light. So the verse of Allah, we all have to learn to love him. That's why here Allah is telling us, telling the Prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ, to all of mankind, Bashiran, to give them good news. Those that are doing good, And according to your prophet, tell them they are going to paradise. Innal muttaqina fi jannati wa nahar fi maqad sidqin inda malik muqtadir. Innal ladhina amanu wa amilus salihati ulaika hum khayrul bariyati. Innal ladhina kafaru min ahli kitabi mushrikina fi nari jahannam khalidina fiha ulaika hum sharrul bariyati. Those that are following you, all the Prophet, they are the best of people. And those that refuse and deny you and refuse to follow you, they are the worst of people. وَلَكَدْ هَلَكْنَا الْإِنْسَانَ فِي أَسَانِ تَقْوِيمِ ثُمَّ رَدَّدْنَا أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. The Prophet is the best of creation. If you follow him, you are with him. If you are not with him, you will be the worst. So all of us, the Prophet came to give good news. Let's pray that we are part of those good news. He came to warn. Let's take his warning seriously. وَلَكِنْ أَسْفَلَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. A lot of mankind don't know. Let us belong to the few that know. May Allah make us to be among the few that know.
ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين.
ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. Another thing they are asking you all the Prophet all the time is this. ويقولون, and they will be saying, متى هذا الوعد, when is this promised day? When is this promise? When is it going to come? In kuntum sadiqin, if in truth, if you people are telling the truth, if for sure you are telling the truth, when is this going to come?
قُلْ لَكُمْ مِيعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ.
قُلْ لَكُمْ مِيعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. O Prophet ﷺ, reply them like this. The Prophet has a habit. Whenever he asks any question, he doesn't reply. It's what Allah asked him to say that he says. That's what Allah said to Allah. He said, مَا يَنْتِكُ عَنْ الْحَوَيْ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَهَيْنِ يُوهِ. He doesn't say anything of his volition except what Allah asked him to say. We too, we should learn not to say anything except what the Prophet says. It's a chain. Then, after they asked Rasulullah Sallam, مَتَيْهَا الْوَعَدُ, where is this promise day? All the time we are talking about it. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if indeed you are telling the truth, Cool, tell them this. Lakum mi'ad. The promise is there coming. When? Yawmin, one day. La tastakiruna anhu sa'atan. That day you will not be able to delay it for a moment. Wala tastakdimun. Or can you bring it forward a moment? The verse Allah said, whoever dies, faqad qama sa'atuh. Whoever dies, he has already reached his time. In another place, they ask, Allah is saying, "Amma yatasaalun anin nabai azim alladhihum fihi yakhtalifun kalla sayalamun thumma kalla sayalamun." They will know and they will come to know that that day is coming. Why are you in a hurry? You have done your exam. You don't want others to do their exams. Jam has set dates for exam. Is it one day the exam is done? No, the exams are done several days. You are one of those that did your exam in the early days. They have not finished, others have not finished their exams. When are they going to resume result? When will they resume result? Wait and finish the exam. Let others finish. You are just doing your own. No, we have been told that they will do this. Those that did 3 days ago, 4 days ago, their results are not yet here. They will come. You have to also finish your own. There are those who do their exam tomorrow. There are those who do their exam next tomorrow. When all of you have finished doing it, then the result will come out in one day. That's how the day of judgment is. People before, they have done their exam. Their time was up. They have left the examination room. Where is the examination room? The world. We are in it now doing our own. When we finish, we leave. The others will come. When everybody that has applied to come to the presence of Allah, that was allowed to come to this world, when they have done, they finish their exam, then their judgment will come. It's very simple. كُلَّكُمْ مِعَادٍ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ.
وقال الذين كفروا لن نؤمن بهذا القرآن ولا بالذي بين يديه ولو ترى إذ الظالمون موقوفون عند ربهم يرجع بعضهم إلى بعض القول يقول الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا لولا أنتم لكنا مؤمنين.
وقال الذين كفروا لن نؤمن بهذا القرآن ولا بالذي بين يديه ولو ترى إذ الظالمون موقوفون عند ربهم يرجع بعضهم إلى بعض القول يقول الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا لولا أنتم لكنا مؤمنين. Here, the Prophet Lassama, they have asked question, they don't believe the hereafter. They are asking, do you not show you a man that say, after all of us have been wasted in the earth, will be brought back again? They ask so many questions. The Prophet has been answering. After he has finished answering, they are asking, is it only from you? No. Even in the earlier book, some of these things are there. They now turned to the Prophet. Even this is your Quran that you are talking about. Let us tell you. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا those that denied the Prophet ﷺ his statement and his belief, learn forever. No mean by the Quran, we shall never believe in this Quran. وَلَا بِنْ لَذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ and not those that was revealed before the Quran. Allah said, wait, O Prophet. وَلَوْ تَرَيْهِ if you are to see that day, إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ when these unjust people, مَوْقُوفُونَ are made to stand before Allah, in the رَبِّهِمْ يَرْجِعُ بَعْدِهُمُ إِلَىٰ بَعْدِهِمُ الْقَوْمِ when you find بَعْدُهُمْ, some of them, going back and forth to the others, quarreling and arguing, يَكُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُدْئِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا those that are deemed to be weak will tell those that are haughty and proud, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ if it was not for you, we would have become believers. You, this haughty and the proud ones, you are the ones that make us not to be believers. Is it true?
قال الذين استكبروا للذين استضعفوا أنحن صددناكم عن الهدى بعد إذ جاءكم بل كنتم مجرمين.
قال الذين استكبروا للذين استضعفوا أنحن صددناكم عن الهدى بعد إذ جاءكم بل كنتم مجرمين. Yes, we are haughty, we are proud. Did we force you? قال الذين استكبروا those that are proud and are full of themselves, they will say this, الذين استضعفوا. They will sell this to those that deem themselves as weak. أنحن are we the one, صددناكم, that block you, anil hude, from guidance, bada il ja'akum, after it has come to you? Bal kuntum mujrimin. You are criminals, always involved in committing crime. Because here, they are going to ask them, you say we do this. If we bring fire and we ask you to enter, will you have entered it? We called you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي we only called you and you answered us. Satan called us, we answered. We also called you, we answered. Just like today, the Prophet called us, we have answered. We are calling others, let them also answer. Satan too has called his own people. This is how on their judgment they will be treating words one on the other. Because when people are going to go to hell, Allah says, وَكِفُهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ ask them to wait, let them ask first. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ In the world, you used to go to your big ones to ask them to help. Can you? Why are they now to help you? All of them today, their heads are bent down in submission. They, all of them will face each other and ask him. Inna kuntum ta'tuna anil yamin, you used to come to us by our right hand side, not allowing us, telling us this, this, this. All this will happen on the day of judgment. Why? Because these ones that are so proud of themselves, when they are saying, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha, they feel too big to say the word. Say it! Who are you that you cannot say La ilaha? Who are you? Some people say, no, why are you saying it outside? Who are you ashamed of? You are not ashamed of going to shout, APC, PPP, Koo Koo Koo. All this, you go to the public, you say it. You raise somebody's hand, you say, shout. Say Lema, say this. Say, if you can, is Allah's name that is forbidden to shout? Let us be very careful, man. People going about saying you can't do zikr, why open your mouth to say la ilaha illallah, but the same people are the ones, they will go to podiums and be shouting the name of their apartheid. Don't they hear Allah telling us when we are going to Hajj, we should raise our voice and say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Prophet telling us that when you say this openly, he said everything to your right and to your left, from stones to mountains, they will answer you. You are telling us what I was saying right now? Open. Well, we are saying it. Allah will tell the mountains, like he told Anabi Dawud, Ya Jibalu, awwibi ma'ahu wa tayyib. All mountains, answer them. They will echo us. You don't hear it, but those that can hear it are hearing it. So, Yaqul ladhina takbaru ladhina astadifu, ahnanu sabadnaku anu hudebali jaakum. Well, kuntum mujrimin. You are people that were involved in crime all the time. That's why you followed us.
وقال الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا بل مكر الليل والنهار إذ تأمروننا أن نكفر بالله ونجعل له أندادا وأسروا الندامة لما رأوا العذاب وجعلنا الأغلال في أعناق الذين كفروا هل يجزون إلا ما كانوا يعملون.
وقال الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا بل مكر الليل والنهار إذ تأمروننا أن نكفر بالله ونجعله أندادا لما نجعل له أندادا فأثروا الندامة لما رأوا العذاب وجعلنا الأغلال في أعناق الذين كفروا هل يجزون إلا ما كانوا يعملون. Here, قال الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا, those that deem themselves as weak, they tell these pompous people, but it is not like that. We didn't just follow you like that. But makrul layli wan nahari, you are planning, plotting day and night, plotting to take our attention. Istamurunana, when you are commanding us, an nakfura billahi wa najalahu andada, that we should deny Allah and we should put partners, set up partners for Allah. When they saw now the punishment clearly on their judgment, they will try to hide their regrets. What are we going to do? We are going to put chains and shackles on the neck of those that denied. Hali jizawna illa ma kani amalu. Is it, or they, have they been recompensed except because of the work that they did? Huh? You go to the market to buy manure. It's manure you get. This one went to buy gold. It's gold he will get. Here, look at how Allah is calling them. Al-Ladina stood ifu. And he said, Al-Ladina stakbaru. Why do you think you are weak? How can you be with Allah and you are weak? Huh? Because you have no money? If you stay without these people, will you die? Whoever says he can make you to be somebody, remember you are already somebody when he met you and say he can make you to be somebody.
Allah.
Nobody will just come to you and just say, look, I'm going to make you a governor. I'm going to make you a DG. I'm going to make you a big person. Huh? He met you already. You are surviving. Who is it that took care of you from the time you are in the womb until you came out? Since you came out until you grew up to where you are, then why do you weaken yourself to think that you are weak? Except this person that is, you think is big, is takbar, because it's takbar. You are the one that you make him to feel that he's big, he's pompous. If you take your eyes away from him, and say, what will happen? Even if you have to eat once a day, eat once a day. You say, makru layli wa nahar. They are plotting for you day and night. How do they plot for you? Who sent you to be going there to be begging? If you can't get, if somebody cannot give you dignity, let give him what is still. Allah will give you. If it's whatever is for you, Allah will give you. Wasar nadamata. They will try to hide their regrets, but it can't be hidden because whatever is in your mind, we show in the face. If you're happy, you cannot hide your happiness. If you're also sad, you can't hide your sadness because your face will show it. Lamara al azala. And then Allah will say, "Khuzu fagulluhu, summa jahima salluhu, summa fi sisratin zar'uha sab'una dhira'an fasluhu, innahu kana la yu'minu billahi al-'azim, wa la yahuddu 'ala ta'amin miskin, laysa lahu al-yawma hahuna hamim, wa la ta'amun illa min ghislin, la ya'kuluhu illa al-khati'un." Seize him, take him, chain him up, send him to hell. When you say these are orphans, he said, no, why did their father not prepare for them? He will not take the orphans. فَلَقْتَهَا مَا الْأَكْبَى وَمَا أَدْرَيْكَ مَا الْأَكْبَى فَقْقُ رَكَبَتِمْ أَوْ إِتْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمِ الزِّي بَرْتَبَى يَتِيمًا زَامَ قَرَبَتِمْ أَوْ مِسْكِينَ زَامَ تَرَبَى. Try when you see people that are in bondage, free them. When you see somebody in problem and you have power, free them. And when you are in bondage, it's better for you to remain in bondage than to go and also give yourself in bondage to Satan. All this Allah is telling us. You can see on their judgment, the big man is not a big man if he doesn't have a poor man to use to show that he is big. Because the world is a world of relativity. Let us know this. The dress we are wearing today, the dress a poor man is wearing today, 50 years ago is a rich man that wears it.
Allah.
For you to enter a bus today from one town to another, 50 years ago, if there is a bus, only rich men can enter it. These are relative terms. This man is big because you say you are poor. If today all of us say, okay, all these big people, all these politicians, we have nothing to do with them, what will happen? Where will their life go? It will cease. Who will they be proud for? No matter how rich a person is, if he comes out in the morning, he takes the best car, he is going, he does not see anybody on the street, nobody is saying, what is this car? Nobody is looking at his dress. What will happen? So don't weaken yourself before a person who says he is big. He is big before who? وَلِلَّهِ الْإِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Might belongs to Allah and the Prophet and the Mu'min. If you believe in Allah and the Prophet, you are already mighty because you are with Allah. Forget about the big people, let them go with whatever they have. May Allah grant us greatness.
Amen.
Grant us dignity.
Amen.
Grant us our works.
Amen.
May He forgive us.
Amen.
May He accept the work, our work in this Ramadan.
Amen.
May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our ulama.
Amen.
May Allah repair our country for us.
Amen.
All those bringing evil in this country, may Allah wish them for us.
Amen.
All those that are trying to raise this country to good height, may Allah assist them.
Amen.
All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist them.
Amen.
All those that are bringing evil to Islam, may Allah vanquish them for us.
Amen.
May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us.
Amen.
May Allah make us to the people of Quran,
Amen.
People of zikr,
Amen.
People of the tariqah.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be those that are making zikr day and night,
Amen.
Making salati on the Prophet day and night,
Amen.
Seeking istighfar day and night.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be among the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our food, may Allah give it to us.
Amen.
What we need to eat, may Allah give it to us.
Amen.
What we need to wear, may Allah grant it to us.
Amen.
The house we need to stay in, it, may Allah give it to us.
Amen.
What we want to write, may Allah give us our rights.
Amen.
And let all be good rights and peaceful rights for us.
Amen.
May Allah bring peace to our country.
Amen.
May Allah take this evil away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah
ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawm al-Din, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqima, sirata al-lazina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin, amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatihi lima aghlaq wal khatib lima sabaq an-nas bil-haqq wal-haqq, al-hadi ila siratika al-mustaqim, wa ala ali haqqa qadrihi al-mikdari al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna. السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.